Prison inmates don't enjoy many freedoms, but a series of lawsuits across the country asserts their freedom of religion. The suits by inmates in several states seek to overturn prison rules they say violate their right to worship as they please. The litigation stems from a 3-year-old federal law designed to prevent religious discrimination. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
They are perhaps unlikely soldiers in a fight for religious liberty. Prison inmates, murderers, drug dealers, and thieves who've gone to court in a dozen separate cases around the country, challenging rules they say interfere with their worship practices. In New Hampshire, an Orthodox Jewish prisoner is demanding kosher meals. In Illinois, an inmate who practices Wicca wants tarot cards in his cell. And Virginia is being sued by 6 prisoners, 4 Muslims and 2 Rastafarians. Their lawyer, Rebecca Glenberg, says the 6 are seeking to overturn a prison rule prohibiting beards and long hair.
The Muslim inmates feel very uncomfortable when they have to shave their beards or cut them off because they feel like they're committing a sin. The Rastafarian inmates believe that one of the tenets set forth by Haile Selassie was that they not cut their hair.
Glenberg, an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union, says the grooming requirement is too strict. She's filed suit under a federal law called the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act. Congress passed it to protect religious freedom in a variety of places, including prisons. The measure enjoys widespread support, both from conservative leaders like Pat Robertson and liberal groups like People for the American Way. Pat Corton is with the Beckett Fund, an ecumenical law firm that's working on several prisoners' behalf.
Religion is an incredibly important thing to men and women who are confined behind bars. And state prison officials have, much more often than not, paid that right to free exercise very little attention.
The nation's prison leaders respond by saying they do allow inmates to participate in legitimate worship, but they also say some prisoners' requests go too far. Virginia officials declined comment on the pending lawsuit, but have said they banned long hair because inmates could hide weapons or drugs in it. And New York City Correction Commissioner Martin Horn says some prisoners are using the law to participate in obscure religions, which he says really are gangs or hate groups.
You create an opportunity for inmates to take activities that are dangerous and would otherwise be prohibited, and by wrapping the cloak of religion around them, avoid regulation.
Prison officials say the law has empowered inmates to make all kinds of requests in the name of religion, including vegetarian meals, segregated dining facilities, and exemptions from performing certain jobs. Horn says while some of those requests may be reasonable, many are at odds with maintaining security and discipline.
The vast majority of inmates have genuine faith needs, and the professional standards of prison and jail administration call for the respect of honestly held faith beliefs, but there are no lack of examples of inmates who will misuse it.
Several states are challenging the constitutionality of the law, which they say oversteps the federal government's authority. The outcome of those cases has implications beyond the nation's prisons, because the same law also contains language giving protection to religious groups in zoning disputes. In cases where the measure has been challenged, courts have rendered different opinions, some upholding it and others striking it down. That suggests the issue might eventually end up before the Supreme Court. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.